Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We have a 14-year-old superstar, the comeback stage, and OMG, a proposal. Stay tuned if you want to check out and hear who was for.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Voice Season 16, Episode 5. OMG.
It's the same thing.
We finally have a season, you guys. We're going to get into so much. We got news today. We got all of the guests. We have predictions. And we have our special segment, Where Are We Now? But before I get started, I want to introduce myself. I'm your host, Lindsay Hoffman, and we have my lovely co-host, Nima Sky.
Thank you. That was such a nice introduction.
You're welcome. And Princess isn't here today, but she is here in spirit, you guys. So
right here.
This season, we finally have talent. I mean, it's been great every season, but we finally have something going on. So I want to just get your overall thoughts of it.
My overall thoughts was that the Midwest was killing it in this one.
There were so many people from Texas, Chicago, and also
Illinois. I think this was pretty much an all-star cast. I mean, we had the 14-year-old girl. We had a couple of the guys. We had, I think one of my most heartfelt stories was the guy that had to overcome the bone marrow disease.
Oh my
gosh.
And
he actually got out there and sung. So I think that it was so much emotion and so many great stories behind the people, you know, singing. I think that's probably why they came out and they blasted it and they did an amazing job because they came from such great stories. So I actually enjoyed this one. I enjoyed all of them, but this one was a lot more heartfelt for me.
Yeah. So. I mean, this episode, you know, they're good on all the blind auditions.
Absolutely.
But this one, everyone brought it.
Yeah, everyone brought their A game.
I was like, this is finally The Voice. This is finally what I'm looking for. Everyone, they sounded like they were already on the radio, didn't they?
They were. And then the funny thing, I think the judges got a lot more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were like burping and doing some.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What is Adam. What does everyone think of Adam's burp? Like, comment
below
that burp.
That was so funny. And then, like,
Kelly loved that burp.
I know. She's like, you know, I burp sometimes,
and then
too.
She's like, you guys, never mind. No, I don't burp. I'm a girl.
And then it was funny because I feel like her and John were, like, truly bonding with each other. It was so funny.
Yeah.
They were talking about sports.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up is now that John's getting comfortable, they're kind of bringing him into the fight with Adam and Blake. They're kind of using him as a pawn. Did you notice that?
But, I mean, also, too, it's funny because I see, like, sometimes, like, Blake will, like, tell the contestants, choose John and, like, don't choose Adam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're using him as a pawn to, like, either or. Like, Adam does it to Blake. Blake does it, and he's the...
They're
John's
like torturing each other.
And he's kind of just nice sitting there being like, okay, like, you know, I'm the new guy, but I think it's so cute.
But he's still confident every episode.
I know. They like are bowing down to John Legend.
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't? He literally
he's
is
the
legend.
G-Not.
Yes. And a legend. But can we talk about this proposal? I mean, I want to get into his performance later, but this proposal.
Let me say, whenever in doubt, bump heads.
Oh my God. That was.
I feel like that was her way of saying yes. Like they totally bump heads, and it was so funny because John Legend, like, he kind of like turned his head and laughed a little bit.
He was like, "Oh no, the moment!"
And she's like, "I bump my head." But I was like, "Okay, wait,"
because it's like your proposal. It needs to be. It's on TV, and then.
Everybody's going to remember that proposal. Like, remember that proposal on The Voice when they bumped heads?
It's trending everywhere right now, and that's their memory. Like, how'd you get proposed to? It was on The Voice, and we bumped our heads.
The first thing she was like, "Oh," and literally,
he's like, "Does that mean yes?"
Yes, exactly. She was like, "Are you saying oh because you bumped your head, or are you saying oh because you're saying yes to the proposal?" So.
I love that. But imagine he made it through. But imagine if he didn't make it through.
Oh my God. I mean, but you know what? It's still a win. So
because he got proposed. But it was
see,
just
the
that
energy
much
behind him knowing that she was going to say yes was the energy that he gave to his performance. That's why he did such an amazing job.
Exactly. He's like, I got to get this yes. Because this is like a transition into my new life.
Oh, yeah. He was like, listen, this is the only shot that I have to keep her in my life. It's to be a winner.
I know. It's going to be on The Voice. we're going to like make it big. And I love a moment like that.
Yeah.
Love it.
You have to.
So our 14-year-old star, I was waiting for...
I mean,
a young person on the show.
Even before I think she finished like her first like tune, one of the judges like hit, you know, the buzzer.
Michaela,
like they were like, yes, they were
by
like,
the way,
oh,
her name
we
is
love
Michaela.
Her.
For those of you watching,
yes,
if you
Michaela
weren't taking notes like us.
No, I was definitely taking notes.
Oh, no, I said like us.
But Michaela was amazing. Like her voice was like super sweet and like she has so much clarity and range. And to think she's only 14 years old, like so. She can only go up from here. I'm just, and not even that. She also played like the guitar,
yeah,
which is absolutely very, very impressive and very astonishing. Just for her to be 14 years, and of course, a lot of people have played it, but it's just to be 14 and get on there and just blow the judges away off like your first tune. Like she didn't even finish, and they were like, "Yes, yes."
She
yes.
said like one sentence, and they're
one
like,
sentence,
we're
and they were like, "Who is this?" Right? And I'm like, I always wonder, like as a judge, like how can you really determine the person's age? You know,
that's what I was wondering.
Just
like,
by listening
I tried
to
closing
them.
My eyes while yeah. I was watching it because I was wondering. I could see that she's 14, but with my eyes closed, is she? And she did sound, it was hard to already
mature.
Seen her, but she sounded right. much older.
But then, like, she gave me kind of like that Alanis Morissette soft, like that beautiful, nice, sweet, like smooth sound in her voice. And I was like, wow.
She's so good. And
she's
she reminds
good.
Me of, I don't know, I know this is another show, but have you watched America's Got Talent? Because
yeah.
Grace VanderWaal?
Yeah.
From there, she gave me like a Grace VanderWaal vibe. And
the same thing, like these young stars are coming
yeah,
up. So
she could take it all the way because I mean, Grace VanderWaal did win and beat everyone. This girl, you know, has her own style of that. And by the way, too, speaking of style, I loved her outfit. Was it a blue like dress
yeah, it was,
with like rocker
it was
boots?
A blue like dreamy dress like yeah. with her hair. I was like, oh my god.
And
this
she
girl
was
beautiful.
Confident.
She's very confident for 14. Because, you know, like, 14 is, like, the age when you're still trying to figure it out. You're, like, you're, you know, you want to be confident, but then you're not so sure of yourself. She was absolutely sure of herself. And I think that she did a great job.
Yeah, she's one of my picks.
Yeah.
She's young.
She's a
I think
star.
She's going to go far.
For
very
sure.
Very far. And wait, who did she go with? She went with Kelly.
Yes.
I think that's a good choice.
Because yeah, Kelly's a great choice.
She's younger. She needs, like, a mm-hmm. female mentor. I think that's really good.
And Kelly has so much range and so much depth in her voice. So she's only going to train her to be one of the best.
Yeah, she really is.
Team Kelly.
Yes, I do. I've always been a Kelly Clarkson fan.
Oh, me too. Not just because she's from Texas, but okay.
There are a lot of... we are going to get into that.
Oh,
there
yes.
are a lot of Texas. She's from Texas. We're going to get into all the Texas guests for sure. You guys on the show, you better believe that.
Yes.
But getting into some of the other contestants on mm-hmm. the show, I thought we could start with... Beth, she was the first one who came on.
Yes.
Her dad
I loved her story.
Was part of the Funk Brothers.
She comes from a legendary family. Yeah, they talked about her dad being with Motown.
And playing piano for Aretha
yes.
Franklin. How do you even compete with that?
And then first of all, she sung background for Anita Baker for 5
yeah.
years. So I was like, we already know that she's going to get out here and kill it. I wasn't even...
If she didn't kill it, I would have been sad. I'd be like, no.
Oh, no. I knew she was going to kill it.
Oh,
I knew she
was going
to kill it. And of course, and then she sung Aretha Franklin, which anything you sing with Aretha Franklin, like you really have to come for it. And
yeah,
so
she killed it.
She killed it. Like she nailed it. And I like how Joan was like, oh, you also nailed your outfit. And then she was like, I'm 46.
That's what I was going to bring up. Her
yes.
outfit.
It was super cute.
Yeah. First off, her outfit, the red.
Yeah,
I thought she looked like a rock
with
star.
With the black liquid tights and like I think she had like some cheetah print shoes.
Did she? I didn't
super
even notice
cute.
The shoes because the
oh yeah
that's good observation because the red
outfits.
Like blew me away. I was like, you look like a star.
Yes, for sure. And I mean, I also love the fact that her voice has so much range and so much depth. I mean, of course it's an Aretha Franklin song, so of course you have to have a lot of range. But I like her own style that she actually put to it, so it was
she
amazing.
She really did. And yeah, speaking of, you know, I don't like to talk about age, but she, you know, they brought up in the
46.
Show
46. That was the first thing that she said. She's
she
like, I'm 46
so
years
young.
Old.
And not only that, though, what was interesting before they even brought that up as a topic was her mom looked so young too. I saw her,
yeah,
mom,
her mom
and I was
did.
Like, wow, her mom is beautiful.
She was beautiful. She's like, I'm so proud of my baby. And it's always so cute to see the family members whenever they're there actually supporting the contestants.
Oh yeah,
it makes a story
that
even
part
more.
I like want to cry with
I
them.
Know she was like, I want to cry. And she was like, listen, mom, I'm not crying right now. So she's like, I have to get out on stage and sing.
But what do you think about her choice of going with Kelly and not John Legend? Because I really thought she was gonna do John.
You know, I thought that she was gonna choose John too, but I think that she went with Kelly for different reasons than, you know, going with John. I felt like she went with Kelly because she knows that Kelly has that different grit and like that different, like, even though Kelly's very soulful, she has like a different blends of genres that, you know, she can
That's
be able
true,
to
expand. And she's expand, got the powerhouse
right.
voice. John's
right.
Kind
so
of
she
more
already
of
has
chill.
Like the soulful voice. And I think it's just, you know, Kelly's going to take her to the next level in like pulling that.
I agree. I thought it was a good choice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, what about Selkie? She's from South Africa.
Okay, I have to say, of course, she's an amazing artist, but her husband was super cute. Like, I thought it was funny how he was like, listen.
He was so happy for
babe,
her.
You're either going to choose John or Blake. You don't have no choice. So she was like, okay. And the first thing she said, like, even before she opened up her mouth, well, first of all, I just want to let you judges know that my husband has already chose
They're so
my
cute.
Judge for me.
They're so
they were
cute.
Super cute.
And, you know, her talking voice, I just want to talk yes. about that real quick. Her talking voice kind of reminded me of Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
They sounded the same. I was like, oh, you got that voice that I like.
But it's so funny because a lot of times when I hear people from South Africa, they sound like they're from London.
That's true.
Yeah,
but she didn't.
I know. Or either Australia. It's very similar, but it's definitely different.
What about her song choice? It was I Try to Say Goodbye and I Choke.
Yes, I think she did a great job. I like the way that she sung it, but she sung it with a little bit more grit, you know,
than
like, you know, it's normally sung. Macy Gray is amazing, but I like the way that she kind of took her own. And then, of course, again, like I said, we have a lot of musicians in this round because, you know, she also played her guitar as well. So
I like that. I like when they bring the guitar to
yes.
because, you know, they're like a songwriter.
Absolutely.
And they can make the show their own.
Yes.
And last thing I wanted to add about her was Adam went like crazy, like for the song he wanted like her. He was like dancing. He's like, this is my jam.
He did. And to know that she decided to go with Blake.
Oh, yeah. Well, because that was the husband's choice. They had planned that out.
For sure.
That was an interesting choice, though, because she wasn't country.
See, I don't know. Like, I kind of felt like she would have went more with Adam.
So did I.
You know, but like, team husband, though, she has to choose Blake.
They must have more reasoning behind it that's going to, like, open up
yeah.
on the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And let's get into Jay Jin. He was one of your favorites, right?
He was one of my favorites because I always love a nice, heartfelt story. You know, people, you know, everybody goes through their own things in life. But when someone breaks through having a terminal disease that he has, like the bone marrow disease, and he talked about how, like, he broke through. I loved his performance. But the only thing about it for me is that story that he told, I didn't feel it in his song. And that's what I really wanted it. You know, I really, really wanted him to bring that emotion in the song. And I think that if he would have brought that emotion, he would have floored everybody. But
he was so good. Things. And it's so hard to watch because when someone has that story where you're like,
oh my God.
I want them to win.
Because it's like, you're like, oh my God, they're going to win. Oh my God, all these things that they've been through, this is just like, you know, the icing on.
This is like the prize for fighting.
But again, like, sometimes just being there and, because from my understanding, like, they still have to audition even before they get on the actual show to audition in front of the judges. So it's all a win either way. But yeah, I really, really liked him.
I know, me too. I was sad to see him go. And he didn't make it to the comeback stage, which we're going to get into later.
Yes, we are.
Maybe he'll be back. Let's get into Denton.
Yes.
He sang the Drake song.
Ooh.
For those of you who don't remember.
Oh my goodness.
I love when they do a Drake song.
I love the way that he sung a Drake song. I was like, wait, is this really a Drake song? It literally sounded like an
R&B
song.
That's how you know, because I forgot the other contestant that does it. That's how you know someone's good.
Yes.
When they can take a Drake song and you're like, is that Drake?
Like, is that Drake? Because we know Drake sings, but it's like, wait, is this R&B? Yeah, Denton did an amazing job. He did a great job. And that was, of course, the proposal. Oh, yes. The Midwest Chicago guy.
That's
yeah.
the icing on the cake that he did the proposal.
Yes.
That he planned it. He obviously had to plan it with the producers before all
Absolutely.
This happened.
I mean, come on. Like, you know, you're getting ready to ask someone to marry you. I think he already had that confidence. So it just came out.
I wonder what was more scary for him, singing for The Voice or doing the proposal on TV.
I know. I mean, like, they both seem kind of scary. So
I think he was probably nervous altogether. I think he was more nervous for the proposal because of that head bump.
Right.
That's going to go down.
Oh, my God.
In
the head bump. The head bump proposal. Can you see headlines right now?
Oh, it's. I already saw, like, I've Googled it. It's trending. I mean, at least their proposal is, like, on the Today Show. I mean, this caption is, like, a head bump. But,
I mean, but,
you know,
like, the song that it was the Drake song Going Home. So I was like, he kind of already knew. He's like, hey, listen, we're going home. You're gonna say yes, and I'm going to win.
Yeah. I like Denton, and I hope he sticks around for a while. And I want to see his wife be a part of the show with them and see their relationship develop and the wedding. And,
I know. You know, that'll be cool.
Here's the question, and this is a question I want to have for the viewers, too.
Yeah.
Is Adam, John Legend, and Kelly and Blake now going to come to their wedding?
That would actually be kind of cool, like the whole cast. But wait, who is he? He's team. Who did he choose?
He pick? Let me look at my notes. Did he choose John? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he picked John.
Yeah, he picked John.
Interesting. I don't have that in my notes, but yeah. John turned first. I think John was the only one that turned actually for him.
Yeah. That's so it's going to be interesting to see. If, John will be...
Is he going
to
sing at their wedding?
It's almost like, you know, like when somebody's on your team, you're obligated to go and support
them. He's got to go to his wedding. I want to see this wedding, and I want to see them all perform at the wedding.
What if Denton performs at his own wedding?
Well, he's going to serenade his wife, I'm sure. Yes. That's why they need to keep him on the show and follow around, because these are questions that we need answered.
Clearly, guys, we are Team Denton.
Yeah, we are Team Denton. onto Sierra with the pink hair. I like her. She's one of my favorites.
I liked her. She had, like, of course, she's a Carolina girl. She's a Southern girl. So she had that charisma, that really, really coolness about her. But I loved the song choices she chose. Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh, yeah.
Her range was just amazing. And I love the fact that she told the story about when she was in high school.
Yeah,
she got the award.
Book.
Yeah, she got the award that she was most likely to win The Voice. I mean, if that's not the universe speaking to you, I don't know what that is.
That's so cool, too, that everyone in her school voted that. And then if she wins, it's like it manifested. Now I can, like, tell the story.
She's already, like, 5 steps ahead of the game. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's got star power. Not only does she have the voice that already sounds like she's on the radio, but the way she was moving when she was dancing, and she just had that charisma and the look as well. She's super trendy and
because she talked about her pink hair. She's like, I always have to change my hair. Now I want to be able to change it pink since I'm going to be on The Voice. But I will say, I love her her raspy voice.
Like, oh yeah, they all love. That's what they picked her for. That natural rasp, because it's interesting how when people have a rawness to their voice, that's not necessarily technically perfect. It's really what sets someone over the edge. That's her signature.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Like that. That's like her grit. And even though I know Kelly said that she reminded her a little bit of Janis Joplin. And of course, she went with Team Adam, which I think that Adam, it's going to be kind of cool to see how Adam develops her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going with Adam was a very interesting choice. However, one thing I do think about Adam is he gives the most constructive criticism.
He does.
To the people when he's helping them. So
he's honest, like, because, like, you know, he'll be like, okay, you did good. But he always likes to point on the things that they actually need to work on, which I love that about Adam, because he's not, you know, he's not just, okay, you're good and you're great. But even though you're great, like how can we develop you and make you a better artist?
Yeah.
So I love that about Adam.
And I think maybe that's why she went with him.
Absolutely.
He really...
He's going to challenge her.
I think the other judges obviously are good, but they don't, they just don't point out like he does. And that's kind of something that surprises me about Adam when I watch the show, that he's really looking to technically help someone grow, and he points it out. So
he's so passionate.
That's, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Team I like Adam. Him. I know we were talking about on our first episode the controversy where everyone was mad at him because he told people to vote against the guy who was there for the person who was sick, but I don't know. It's kind of gotten me past it because he is a good coach, and
he's a great coach.
I don't think it was nice for him to do that, but he's good.
Listen, there's a reason for everything. We don't know.
Before we get on further, can you give our guests a little special message, Tima?
Yes, guys, listen. Okay, so I just want to say that we want to thank each and every one of you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, and also for continuing to help us grow. What we need you guys to do is 2 things, right? I lost my train of thought. 2 things I need you to do. If you're on YouTube right now, I need you to go and give us a thumbs up, right? And not only that, I need you to comment and say, hey, we're doing a good job. Because we love when you guys, you know, come into the conversation. And, hey, we may end up plugging you guys into one of our live feeds one day.
Yeah,
also, if you guys are on iTunes, we need you guys to give us a 5-star rating, because that also allows us to know that we're doing a great job. And also, too, make sure you comment. But no matter what, guys, we want you to know that your support is what supports us to continue to keep doing what we're doing here at AfterBuzz, because me and Lindsay, we love what we do. And in order for us to do that, we need your vote. So please go to YouTube and give us a thumbs up, and go to iTunes and give us a 5-star and comment.
Yeah, please join our conversation. We really want to be interactive with you on these shows.
Absolutely.
And have you be a part of some of the topics we discuss, and even bring up some of your comments onto the show with us.
Yes. Because we will talk about them.
Oh, yeah. We will talk about you. So, getting back to the guests of the show, our wonderful people. Let's start back up with Andrew. He's the one who's in the band with his parents.
And he's also from Texas.
Yes. We got another Texas for you. He's another that plays their own guitar.
Yes. Oh, my God. He was absolutely amazing. I'm going to tell you why I 100% feel this way. Although we had, like, a lot of country artists... I feel that he's different because he has this like this rasp, deep like grit to his voice that like makes him so much more different than every, you know, than every other country artist that has already come out. And that's the reason why I think maybe why Blank turned around. Because again, I mean, of course, everybody just already thinks that anybody country, Blake's going to turn around. But I think that he turned around because there's so much grit in his voice. And like he has allowed us to hear something different than what we heard from every other artist.
You know, when he started, I wasn't sold.
I was sold.
Once he got to like the chorus and it was louder, I heard what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. Maybe then I would have turned my chair. But I didn't hear the fullness at first. He was great. But
see, I don't know. I heard it.
I didn't hear it at first.
I heard his like the passion in his voice. Like he was really like, yeah, you know, because he talked about coming from like his family.
That's true,
right? Because like, I think he said he learned how to sing
for a long time
since he was 15. So you know, for him, he said that he wanted to make it big for his family. So you know, when anybody has a why behind why they do something, they're gonna bring a whole different.
It does. I mean, I'm obviously putting that aside because if I love everyone's story, everyone has an amazing story. But
absolutely,
yeah. Once he had the range I was looking for. So I don't know if I see him as a winner, and we'll get more into predictions. But
right.
When he got to that rasp, when he got to that point, and I really think that, you know, he will get better.
Yeah.
And he started singing better when the judges turned too. So he just kind of needed the.
I mean, I think that confidence. Makes all the contestants feel better. Like when you know the judges.
Some get nervous though when they
turn.
They
do get nervous.
Like, oh my God, I gotta look at you in the eye.
I know.
You know.
And the judges know it.
So now on to Mari. She's one of my favorite. I have in my notes like a bunch of exes.
I love
stars.
Her too. I love Mari. Of course, she came out singing the LMI song. I love the way that she sung it because she had so much soul, but she had her own spin to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what makes that star quality. Someone that could take something that's already been made and make it their own.
Yeah, and her look. Can we talk about that look for a second? She looked like Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
I loved it. Like, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
And the other guy was Shaggy. I want to see her and the Shaggy guy from last, even though, like, he's not there. I want to see them take a picture together because we got Shaggy and Daphne.
Her style was just amazing. She was like, listen, I'm going to go out here and I'm not only going to give them a song, but I'm going to give them style. And I think that's the reason why Adam probably chose her, because he really, really liked her style. Although, I have to say that, you know, proposal that John gave, you know, I was on her album. Have you ever heard her album before? We did a duet, so he was like, listen,
I
already have the connection with her. So he was like, I can make you the
best artist.
I was
wondering if he was thinking, I want to do a collab with her. Because that's how I took it originally. Like, was that selling, or did he want to collab with her?
I think it was selling, and I also think that he was also trying to tell her, hey, listen, like, we can do one together.
Yeah, or maybe at least trying to get her in.
I mean, that would have sold me. Like,
oh, yeah.
To do a duet with John Legend?
Maybe that's, like,
that's
the idea
right
behind them. But she picked Adam.
She did pick Adam. I was shocked by it. And I think she picked Team Adam because, again, like we talked about before, Adam is the person that he's going to give you, like, the truth about what he feels like you need to work on, right? He's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to say, listen, this is what you need to work on. You're great, but I can make you better.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that not as many people are going straight for John, because I love all the judges, but I do feel John has the most awards. He's almost like an untouchable
person. Yeah, he's been in the business
for
a while. He is pretty much so.
Yeah, so I would think if you go with him, even if you don't win, if you're part of John Legend's
team. But
see,
the thing that John talks about, sidebar, is like, he's like, I'm looking for that stardom. I'm looking for that
true.
Star. Because I feel like in John's mind, he wants to win. Like, you know, so
he wants to win. And
he
works at that top level. So if John wants you, like, I'm just surprised not as many people are like picking John over everybody else, because the way they brought into the season was everyone was afraid of John.
Right.
So,
but I think that John has some good people in his team.
He's got some great people on his
Listen,
team. But I was surprised she didn't go with him. Definitely.
I know. Same here.
On to Crystal.
Crystal Rose got off her story episode,
and
yes,
she's in the comeback stage, which we're going to get into. But
yes,
her story. She was another one of those where I want to see her.
I know. Wanted to see her move forward. You know, just coming from like a foster background, and she talked about her mom and being separated from her, and how music is something that really, really saved her life. So I definitely wanted to see her come back, and I think that she's a great singer. I just think that maybe her nerves kind of got in the way of things, and just whenever she saw, again, like I said before, whenever you don't see the judges turn around,
it's so
that can
kind of
be like a downfall for you.
That's the hardest part for me to watch. I like look away when it's happening,
and I think that's what got her. And then she just
and she started crying,
stage.
And John had
John
a hug her.
Like, he felt so bad.
I love seeing that they care though, because you watch shows and you think of, you know, old school American Idol, where, you know, Simon's like, bye. You know,
listen,
there's no compassion.
Simon was like, I'm sorry, but today's not your day. Goodbye.
Yeah. And he literally doesn't care. I love that.
Oh my gosh.
I think that was like new back then, but now people like to see the compassion.
Right.
And I love seeing that John Legend and all these people actually really.
And John actually mentioned, like, well, him and Kelly, they were like, I'm just surprised that we don't see people crying more, you know, whenever they don't make it.
It is. I mean, you do want to have composure, but it's okay to have a little emotion. I don't think she overcried, because I might cry. I don't know what I would do. You know, it's hard.
I know.
And what about?
She'll be back one day.
Oh yeah. I think we're going to see her. And again, we're going to get in the comeback stage in a little bit and talk more, because she does go to the comeback stage. But what about Abby Cash? First off, I just want to say I love that she's a country singer and her last name is Cash. Like, you can't.
I mean, she's set up for success.
Yeah. I mean, just that name.
Yeah. And it's the same thing Kelly said. Kelly said, listen, if you're trying to get in country and your last name is Cash, you're golden. And I have to say, I mean, she reminded me so much of Kelly Clarkson, I have to say.
She did.
Like her look, like her voice, everything. So
she reminded me of Carrie Underwood, actually.
Really?
Yeah, a little
bit. She reminded
me
so much of Kelly.
A little bit of Carrie Underwood. Because Kelly's not as country as much as Carrie Underwood.
Right.
And she had more of the look to me.
Yeah. I liked her story, too. She talked about she's like living in Nashville, away from her family.
Working really hard.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought was interesting? Because Blake did turn at the end. But he looked at Kelly and was like, that's your girl.
Because he already knew it. He knew it.
Yeah, I guess he knew. Because I was wondering, why would you want to give someone away who's country? And it kind of almost made me second guess, like, if Blake doesn't want her, not as
good
country
style?
I never
allow the judges to confuse my decision. Like, if someone's good, they're good. But I think, again, I think that the judges choose the contestants for a completely different reason, you know, than what, you know, it may necessarily be their actual talent. Because I feel like they're all talented. But, again, sometimes I feel like they think, well, this is Kelly or this is John, you know, because they can maybe, like, coach them in a different way.
That's true.
Because one thing I will say, like, I notice sometimes, like, when it's, like, certain country artist John, like, he doesn't even hit the button. He'd be like, oh, they're really, really good.
Yeah, he's like, some of them will say, I'm not
even
going to
And then Blake will do the same thing.
Because I know they're going to pick you.
Yes. Like, they do that with each other.
Yeah.
Because, like, they know, okay, I'm just going to give you that one because I know that you can really, like, train her. So.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, about Blake that I'm starting to wonder is all his people are country for the most part. So it's like,
well, No. Not everybody.
He
has the one girl that sung the Gwen Stefani song.
Yeah, he's got a couple girls that aren't country, but
he
all of
to,
them are
he,
the same.
He had to choose
Oh,
her.
He had to choose her. I love that girl, by the way. Like, flashback to episode
one. She had
pink
hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She even had the Gwen Stefani. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I noticed about Blake? Side tangent, but what I notice about him is when he hears a song that he likes, especially the Gwen one, he has like love in his eyes when he hears
he's like,
a song.
Oh.
Like, he really falls in love with the music.
Yes, he does. For sure.
Let's see.
He does. So I remember after, because we already talked about Michaela, they have these two quick auditions.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that they made it so quick.
I know. I really wanted to get in their story.
Yeah, and it was. They both made it. But it was like, why didn't you go into them as much? I mean, I know it's like a 2-hour episode, so they don't have
time to like cover everything.
Yeah, exactly. So that's probably why. But I was like, why did you do that? But I like them. I mean, I think we can combine the two people. They had Anthony and Olive.
Yeah, Olive.
Which
Olive
from
Blue
Chicago,
from Chicago.
From.
Yes, Illinois.
Yes,
in the house.
We got a battle here.
Midwest.
But Anthony, you know, I wasn't blown away by Anthony. He was the one who sounded like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't show him that long.
Yeah. I mean, I think, the part that I saw, he sounded pretty good. So I was like, oh, okay, he's really, really cool.
I like that he's only been singing for 4 years.
Yeah.
And Adam instantly turned for him.
Yeah, he did.
So.
I mean, I felt like Adam was like, this is me, man, back in the day.
True. And, there's something about someone who could be the next Harry Styles.
Yes.
That's a big get, and you could go very far.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Olive.
She's from Chicago. Yeah. She's like, I'm a neo-soul artist.
She wears
the pink
in her hair.
Yeah, she says she wears it because she wants to stand out. But I like how she chose the Erykah Badu song, the one the On and On song.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like
but,
that a lot.
I like the way that she sung it. Like, she, you know, everybody has their own way of singing it, but she came with a huge vibrato. I was like, oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, and she sounds like different. She stands out. She and her look, the pick in her hair, yes, her what do you style. Think about that? I like that.
I like that. I like that. Because I think that, like, as an artist, you have to find a way to differentiate yourself from other artists. So the pick in her hair, it's definitely
that's a way to remember her. You're absolutely. Not, you're just like, remember the girl with the pick in her hair.
The girl with the pick in her hair. If you don't remember anything else, you remember the pick in her hair.
Yeah, and that's our future brand deal. Listen, like, hashtag. I'm telling you. lastly, we got Kayla, yes, who didn't make it. Do you think, again, we're going to get in the comeback
stage,
but... I
like the way that she sung the Britney... I really liked the way that she sung the Britney Spears song. It was really, really cool, because I've never heard, One More Time sung like that before.
I really liked it. She reminded me of, on American Idol, there was a girl named Katie. She actually sang Oops, I Did It Again, very similar to this. But I liked that. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of sad they didn't turn for her, because it's really hard to take song and make it your own.
I really feel like Kayla has star quality. Like, she's memorable. I really feel like she's a star. I mean, not even to mention that she also played the guitar.
I know, you gotta do your own music.
Right, she plays her own music, but and I love how her family, like, supports her. She talked about, some things that, like, she was also pressing through. So I think that Kayla has star quality. I mean, I know we're going to talk about her a little bit more
in
the comeback
this.
Crew, but, we don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, the last thing I just want to add on her is, again, making a song your own. She's absolutely. The only one who completely made a song their own and killed it. So I think she deserved the judges to turn around. So I don't agree with their choice, but...
Yeah. It's all good.
I mean, perfect segue into the comeback stage, though. You guys, if you haven't been watching the comeback stage, because it's new, it's on YouTube. And they take the people who don't make it, they pick a couple people. So on this, the one from this season was Kayla and Crystal.
Yeah, Kayla and Crystal.
Who made it to the comeback stage. And what they do on this is Bebe Rexha helps them. And they
pick a person.
Which
she's super sweet. I love her.
Yeah. And so... I think what we should do, because we, only have 9 minutes left, we still got to get through the news and the Where Are They Now. Let's just give a little update to everyone, because this is new, if they haven't seen it, who's made it through. And I think a great place to start is from this episode with
Talking
Kayla.
About Kayla. Kayla made it.
Yeah, Kayla made it. She was up against Crystal Rose.
Right.
And
she killed it.
I think it was right, because, I love Crystal. I don't want to see her not go.
I know. Crystal's going to come back. She's going to come back.
Her voice cracked in the episode on the comeback. And, I think she'll be back next season, she Crystal. Will. But, yeah. So we got Kayla, who made it.
K-Nard.
The other people from the comeback stage who made it is we got Nathan and Chelsea, who made it back. So that's the country band duo, if you guys don't remember. Yes. Do you remember
that? I remember that.
I like them.
Yeah.
And then we had Kennard, who made it back. He was the young dad.
Yes, yes.
He beat out JT, which was who I call the other Scooby-Doo guy. He had the little tie around his neck.
Yes.
But Kennard is coming back. So we have, as a recap, Kayla's coming back from the comeback stage, Nathan and Chelsea, who are a duo, and Kennard.
Well, let's talk about Sean from Houston, Texas, because... The very, very last contestant.
Oh, yeah, we skipped
blew.
Him.
No, we didn't skip him.
Oh, we say best for last.
Yeah, we say the best for last. Texas also as well. No, I'm just joking. But he did such an amazing job. Oh, my God. Like,
his song is still stuck in
the
my head.
The moment that he opens up his mouth. Okay, I've heard all my life, literally all of my life. But he did such an amazing... He had range. He had clarity. His tone was amazing. He was strong. He made the song his own. There's so many things that I could pretty much say about it. And the thing that I probably say, I feel like he's probably the best out of all. I mean, of course, we have some other ones, but I think he's the best. Not even to mention he got 4 Chair Turn.
He was the song. I've been singing that song all day today, and that's how he's a good singer and a good artist.
He is.
He's gonna.
And the way that he ended the song, he just, like, his runs just
he's
were
just
so
like,
clear.
Drop the mic. I am awesome, and you are awesome.
Yes, and not to mention, like, John picks him. I knew John was gonna pick him anyway, but
I love him.
Yeah,
he is one of my faves.
He's a star.
Oh yeah, he's a star.
Not just because he's from Texas, but he's a star.
Yeah, no, I'll give you this fun Texas, but yeah, he was amazing.
Yes.
So on to our news segment, which I usually bring up the news. We got the news. So for the news today, we have a little controversy with contestant Dexter Roberts. He was the one
who was country guy.
He was the country guy who was bit by a tick. It's not crazy. It's not as bad as you think. So.
Okay.
He actually didn't reveal on the show that he was on season 13 of American Idol. And some of the fans, there's some people pro it and some against it. So basically, he made it to 7th place on season 13 of American Idol. And he even made it to the live tour. You know how American Idol does a live tour? So he toured. He even made a couple albums, one in 2013 and one in 2017. The thing that happened with him is he had to drop out of the tour with American Idol because he got really sick. So that was the time when he had the tick bite and no one knew what was going on. So he parted ways. And so obviously they're not going to bring up a competing show on The Voice. But the controversy between this is fans of the show. Some people are for him and they're like, we want to see him win. We love his voice.
Yeah, why not?
And some but some fans are mad.
They should be mad.
Because he had his chance.
Listen.
But
chances so come again over and over and over. And I think personally, like, for him to come back after getting bit by a tick, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go
for your dream. He deserves a chance.
Yeah, and he went through so much hardship. He deserves his, his dream. So
you're always going to have haters,
I guess. That's what I want to ask you guys. Leave a comment below. Are you pro Dexter? Are you one of these people who are against it or for it? But I'm
for Dexter.
It. We're for it.
I have
it.
To say. My comment is up. My thumbs up.
Leave our comment below. But that's that's our voice news for the day.
Yes. And then we have Where Are They Now segment.
Where Are They Now, our special segment.
Yes.
Where we bring up all
Where Are They Now
cast contestants.
So let's talk about Avery Wilson, right? So he was on The Voice season 3. He was Team CeeLo Brown. He was 16 at the time when he actually got on The Voice. And he went all the way to the knockout rounds. And then he sung the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song and he got eliminated. It was so sad. Everybody was
now?
really.
Where is he now?
What? Shortly after that, he actually signed with RCA Records with Clive Davis, and he came back on season 8 to sing his first single, If I Have To. But actually, last year he came out with five songs on a project that he worked on, and it's absolutely amazing. And I actually follow Avery, he's always posting videos and doing things out here in the LA area. So. Yeah, Avery Wilson is a star. So, even though he didn't make it on The Voice,
he's still making
it. He still made it.
I love your flashbacks of Where Are They Now, because you wonder what happens to some of them.
Absolutely. Even though you don't make it on The Voice, it doesn't mean that that's the end, right?
Yeah, it's not. It is what you make of it.
Always. That's life.
So we only have a few minutes left, so I wanted to get into predictions and our favorites. Yes. Hashtag favorites.
So, yeah.
I like this.
Predictions. My prediction is that Team Legend is going to win.
Me too.
I'm just being honest with you.
Okay, I agree. I wish we could be like fighting opposing views.
Oh my God.
Whoever's on Team Legend.
Listen, in the comments below, guys, okay, right? So we're asking you guys to engage. Make sure you let us know, who are you, Team Kelly, Team John, Team Adam, or Team Blake? Clearly, we're Team Legend,
I guess.
Yeah,
I call it hashtag Legend.
Listen, like, with the last name Legend, come on. No, but seriously, first of all, I've already told you that I like Sean, not just because he's from Texas. And I actually use the Voice app. So, like, on the Voice app, you can actually choose, like, the contestants that you want. I liked Rizzy. Rizzy was really cool.
Rizzy.
I love Kendra. I love Julian. It's so funny. I mean, girl power always. But I have to say, I kind of like more of the guys than I do.
But of the girls, and speaking of, this last episode, again, I really like Michaela a lot.
Yes.
I think she's going to go.
Girl Michaela.
She has so far to go, and she was talking about how she's a YouTube channel. She probably already, I have to look her up more. She probably has a lot of followers it is.
For sure. She has a lot of followers.
My prediction is, even if she doesn't win, she is going to be one of the people who you're going to see her probably starting out, on Radio Disney and doing some things like that. And we're going to see more of her for sure.
For sure. I think she has a long career. I mean, either way, I think that everybody on the show at some point does get publicity. So I think that they're going to get picked up some way somehow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's what I always figure.
Well, you guys, that's our show for today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for watching. Yes.
Where can we find you at, Lindsay?
Yeah, you guys can find me. I'm your host, Lindsay Hoffman. You guys can find me at Lindsay B. Hoffman. I also have a blog, www.josephbliss.com. And what about Nima?
Nima Sky at NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you guys.
And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.